Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. The song that seems like it never wants to go away. Stevie Nicks, it's like 3 minutes too long. It's a cool song. No, don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
Did you see the commercial on TV now for, what is that? Where you order online, order clothing online?
Yes, yes.
So they have the one where the guy is, there's some cheesy 80s song, tonight I celebrate my love, and he's ordering a mattress, and he's seeing himself on the mattress, spooky commercial. But then there's the other one where there's the guy sitting at the bar waiting for his friend, and he looks, and he is sitting next to he, except he has a cool leather jacket on. So he orders the jacket. Well, the latest one is a woman at a subway platform. That's how you say it, right? And she looks across the tracks, and there's a woman, her, in this red dress that's flowing. And Edge of 17 is playing in the background. She keeps looking down at the dress, and then she keeps looking at herself in the dress. And then all of a sudden, the woman makes like this Stevie Nicks move, and all the doves fly from behind her dress.
I was going to say, though, you can't knock this on too much because Stevie Nicks is a witchy woman.
Yeah.
And we have
she put a hex on me?
Yes.
No,
and
she
if
won't.
She doesn't, there is a coworker in this building.
Mercy.
Exactly.
She won't put a hex on me.
You
gotta
be careful.
I don't believe it. I'm mumbo jumbo.
Ooh, karma's gonna get you, Tom. You gotta be careful.
Is that it? I could get run over by a subway later on today. Downtown
that
Sunday.
Or else doves.
Doves will be everywhere.
They'll be everywhere like the birds from Hitchcock. Oh. Except it'll be doves and they'll be coming at you.
And I'll be Tippi Hedren. Yeah, getting my eyes plucked out in the phone booth.
Yeah.
Let's move on. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. A check on news, sports, and AccuWeather coming up next. Carly Lloyd is going to be kicking for the Eagles this season.
You know what? If she can nail a 40-yarder or less, I'm all for it. Because Jake Elliott's made me a little concerned.
I vote yes.
Let's start the rumors now.
I vote yes.
I think she should kick for the Bears, actually.
Double doink Bears?
Exactly.
Okay. Carly Lloyd is probably one of the toughest athletes anywhere.
No question.
And she's not only tough physically, but she's tough mentally.
I think if there was one woman that I had to choose to sort of like break that barrier.
It could be her.
It could be her.
She came to Bloomsburg University a couple years ago and I was in the green room with her. Nobody else showed up. No TV stations, no
what?
Nothing.
Wow.
So it was just me and her just sitting talking. And I talked about my daughter's playing college soccer.
Yeah.
And you know, she was tough. She was tough as nails. Like, she's not going to back down. So if she went to a Philadelphia Eagles practice and was just joking around and hit like a 40 or 50
nailed a 55-yard field goal. I mean, it would have made it from like 65. It was amazing.
So, if that generated rumors that she may be going to an NFL team, so be it. Let it happen.
It said on Pro Soccer Talk, it said that she's, quote, seriously considering an offer to kick in the NFL.
She has an offer from two teams. We don't know which two teams they are.
Okay.
All right.
Because the problem is they have the U.S. women's soccer team has a victory game on Thursday when two teams offered to have her play in the week four of the preseason on Thursday. Everybody plays on Thursday for week four of the preseason to see how it goes.
All right.
So she's trying to decide if she can pull them both off because I think one game is earlier, one game is later, something like that, I think.
Well, Keenan Allen quoted, he said, for what it's worth, the prospect of Carly playing in the NFL is kind of funny. He said, it sounds real sweet till someone blocks the kick and suddenly you're on defense. I have to agree with that. It's like, I gotta go pick up the ball.
Except again, if there is one woman I feel like that I could nominate who could take a punch, so to speak, or handle a tackle,
right?
It might be her.
It is definitely true, yeah.
I mean, Abby Wambach ain't playing no more, so I would have voted for her.
Right.
But, Keenan Allen, by the way, goes on and says, it would be like the stampede scene in The Lion King.
Now that's a little harsh.
Yeah.
I think that's a little harsh.
I think he needs to pull back. Both of my daughters were asked to be the kicker for Shigalami High School.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How about that?
And so they both tried out.
Yeah.
And they were both hitting 45-yard field goals.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a boy on the soccer team who was hitting near 50. But keep in mind, that was during a tryout. So my daughters didn't make it, and they were okay with it. The boy kicker did, and he didn't kick a field goal all season. Because in real game action, he was like, he may have, you know,
tensed up a little bit.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Huh.
Now, at least one of my daughters would not have tensed up. And
I think I could guess which one.
Very much like Carly Lloyd, she would have toughed it out. But we kept that a secret. I kept that a secret for a long time because she came home from school and said, "Dad, I might be kicking field goals for Shikellamy football."
I was
like, "Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
cool. It'll be nice to see that blonde ponytail sticking out of the back of your helmet."
So she goes, that could be considered part of the uniform, though. You got to tuck that up inside.
That's true. That's what happened to Troy Polamalu a few years ago.
Yeah, somebody could grab a hold of that.
And do the Laura tuck on there and put it up.
Like, put it up.
Top knot, yeah. And she said, what should I tell Mom? And I said, you don't tell Mom anything. Until you make the team. And then we both go tell Mom. But don't tell her you're trying out. She'll have a panic attack. You know, my philosophy in life, it's a whole lot easier to say, sorry about that, rather than ask permission.
Right? So, ask forgiveness, not permission.
This is how I live. Anyway, good luck to Carly Lloyd. I want to see her kicking for the Chicago Bears.
The Eagles.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with it.
Jake Elliott's making me nervous. Let's go.
There you go.
Carly becomes a Bear, though. Maybe they'll hit that field goal this time.
Instead of doinking it. The double doink.
And say bye-bye to the Eagles.
No.
Ooh.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:46. Who needs television at night when you could go on your computer and or your iPad or even your phone if you want to read it in small print and read some of the things people you know put on social media?
The community Facebook pages are the best.
Oh, yeah, because they talk about stuff and then there's always somebody with, like, the other side of the coin.
So this,
like, hey, it's going to be kids' night at the park. That's dangerous. Kids shouldn't be allowed to be in the park.
Yes.
Like, who are you, dude?
Always that one person.
There's always that one person.
Everybody's like, oh, wow, that's wonderful. What a nice event. Good for you guys. Isn't that lovely? I don't think I like that.
Murphy, the morning show dog in the Lewisburg Parade on 4th of July. People were more concerned about the pads on his feet.
Yes.
He was having a good time. And if the pavement was that hot that maybe he was getting hurt, do you think Laura would have totally missed out on that opportunity?
And interestingly enough,
this is funny.
We only got out of the car for that 1 4-minute span of time.
Where the TV station was set up, where the cable TV.
And then to see my nephew Braxton.
And to wave.
And then we got right back in.
But you know, you post pictures on social media and there's always that person.
This is great. So a friend of mine lives in Western Pennsylvania and she's part of a community group out there.
Okay.
And apparently they have issues. Now, locally, we've had some bear issues recently, which I enjoyed thoroughly in the new Elysburg Watch face group.
Oh, because they're tracking the bear?
Tracking the bear. I loved opening that up and seeing where the bear was.
Like a tropical
the previous
storm.
Yep.
Where's
the bear today? He has since been relocated by the Pennsylvania Game Commission.
Oh, okay. Because I would have posted a picture of like Yogi Bear and saying,
of course,
hey, Yogi and Boo Boo came over last night.
It's amazing.
Night,
you know? Like I loved every second. I would go on there. I'd be like, oh, this is great.
Yeah. But so, meanwhile, in Western PA.
In Western PA, apparently they're having issues with coyotes.
Oh, that happens all the time in Point Township. Nobody cares.
Yeah, right? Nobody cares. How many are concerned about the presence of coyotes if they put their trash out early? Oh. And there's a whole string of comments. You're not concerned about raccoons? I'm more concerned about deer with ticks and Lyme's disease.
See, that's what
I'm more concerned about rabid raccoons. The best comment.
Okay.
My concern, I can't even say it with straight face. This is what makes social media
now,
amazing.
Now, is this funny? Is this somebody being sarcastic?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I like on, because I'm that guy on social media.
I'm talking, there are like 60 comments about all these other animals.
Rabid animals.
And coyotes. I'm actually more concerned about demons from my past, but not coyotes.
There it is. See, that's what I would write. All right? Because short of that.
But then that makes me want to like, I want to Facebook stalk this person. What kind of skeletons do you have in your closet, demons from your past?
Just kidding, though. And that's what I like. That's the kind of stuff I like.
Fantastic.
Now, if I didn't have to protect the brand Tom Morgan, I would be the guy that would put underneath certain comments, you're an idiot, you know, or something like that. Because people don't realize how stupid they are in social media.
It's amazing. Like, amazing.
All right, let's start our own community page.
We should. What should we call it?
Senpa.
Senpa?
Since everybody calls Northeastern PA Nipa, wouldn't we be Senpa?
Oh, like Central, like,
yeah,
like
Central
with a
PA.
C.
Yeah. Senpa goings-ons. It has to be something really cool. I don't know. Let's work on it. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Now, there, that song is what I'm talking about on social media.
Because it's over doesn't mean it's really over.
Yeah,
but if you think it's over, maybe you'll be coming over.
Yeah, I can't go online without looking at your pages and all that. Mm-hmm. It's weird. The world is a weird place.
It is. It truly is.
It really is. Shall we bring up
maybe I'll have to get over you.
Shall we bring up the WKOK Facebook page and read some of that nonsense? Should we do that?
Do we want to do that?
We should probably have a dramatic recreation of some of the back and forth on the WKOK page.
We could play old 60s soap opera music.
Yes. And then have a dramatic reading.
Yes.
And the thing is everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Right.
But it's just the way that certain individuals impart their opinion that makes me crack up laughing.
Right. Because remember, friends, your opinion is much like, you know, what we're taking care of in the Charmin commercials, okay? Everybody has one, and most of them stink.
Got a Charmin boo to smile. Charmin boo to smile.
Why did I even give him a chance to sing that?
He walked right into that, Tom.
News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning. I don't know which I like better, that song or the Charmin toilet paper commercial. I'm not sure. I'm just...
That song is my jam.
You know every word to that silly thing that goes on for 2 minutes and 53 seconds.
I love it. I can't help it. Lizzo's my girl.
And again, why does she work in the Minnesota Vikings?
Because there's a new guy. There's a new player on the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, boy.
And she's like, girl, I'm too good for you.
Oh, okay. I'll drink to that, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Pour me some red wine.
It's National Red Wine Day, and we're going to a party... in Tommy's backyard.
And not the Tommy across from me, Mr. Thomas Webb.
As in Spyglass. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV and Conan.
Senator Elizabeth Warren at her political rallies. Senator Elizabeth Warren enters to the song 9 to 5. That's true. Yeah. Meanwhile, at his political rallies, Bernie Sanders enters to the song I'm 95.
94KX, what a great song that one is. It's got a great message. Kids, you're heading out to school. You don't have to be one of the beautiful people. Just be yourself.
Somebody messaged in on the 94KX Facebook page.
Okay.
This is great. We were talking about having like a community page and we would call it Senpa or whatever.
Yeah.
This individual, whose name is Laura, thinks we should have the QKX Nation.
That's a great name.
That's a good one.
I love it.
Started by the Red Sox, by the way.
Right?
The Yankee fan loves the idea.
Nation.
Yeah, Red Sox Nation.
Yeah, but this name's better than that name.
Now everybody's got a nation, but I kind of like
that.
We
could have a nation.
So would it be KX Nation?
QKX Nation?
I like KX Nation.
I like KX Nation.
And we'll talk about like all the stupid things that go on.
Yes.
That people have an opinion on.
Yes.
I think that's a great idea. Anyway, you're probably looking there for birthdays. It's time for that birthday buddy thing. But first, let's take a look at the musical birthdays. I don't think you guys are going to want to sing along. They're all kind of country-ish today.
That's okay. I can dig me a little country.
Depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Leanne Rimes is 37 today. Jake Owen is 38 today.
She's great and Coyote Ugly.
Wayne Osmond, Donnie's brother.
Right.
Is 68 today. David Soul. Was he Starsky or Hutch? He was Hutch on the original TV show. But he also had a hit record in the 70s. Don't give up on us, baby. We're still worth one more try.
Should we yodel like Leanne Rimes can?
Stop your whining. What? No.
No,
we're not going to do that. But speaking of country, or is she country? Because we all loved her. Also celebrating a birthday today. You're still the
one I love. Shania.
I can't believe we're playing this, but anyway. Are you guys okay?
What? She had some good tunes, man.
She had some great tunes.
I just like to look at her. As soon as she started singing, I turned the sound down.
Oh, my Lord.
Sorry, I'm honest. She was married to Mutt Lang, who's a rock and roll producer.
They really have produced to objectify that poor Canadian.
Did you have to mention she was Canadian?
She's Canadian.
It's time for Tom and Laura's birthday buddies in America.
That don't impress me much.
Happy birthday. Are you guys done? Happy birthday to Angie Leshko. She's from... Angie Leshko is from Wiconisco. Wow. She's 49.
A very happy birthday to Elizabeth Hummel, 38 today.
Ruth Ann Portsline from Sunbury is 57. Happy birthday.
Brenda Smith from Hughesville is 45.
Ellen Ann Carvis is 21 today.
Shelby Schreckbeck from Mount Pleasant Mills is 59. Happy birthday.
Clarence Stackhouse, but we know him as Bud. Bud Stackhouse is the nifty 50 today.
Glenn Gall is 70 today.
Wayne Detweiler from Winfield is 38. Happy birthday.
Did I mention Shania Twain is 57 in it? No, I'm kidding. Nothing on the text club.
We have a couple from Facebook. Kim Ralph from Turbertville is 53. John Griffin is having a birthday today. Amanda messaged that in. That's his wife.
Okay.
And one more quick check. My computer's being so slow. The one, the only, the lovely Chelsea Davis.
Hey!
Is celebrating a birthday today.
Chelsea Pagano Davis.
Happy birthday. Yes. Hopefully she recently had her beautiful baby.
That's right.
Hopefully she'll be in for a Figo Friday next week. But a very happy birthday to our pal, Chelsea.
My little brother is 55 today.
Yeah?
My littlest brother.
Your littlest?
Give you an idea how old I am. He's 55 and he's the youngest.
I feel like we need to talk about the milestone birthday that's coming your way and throw a shindig.
I agree.
No and no.
Yes and yes. Yes and yes.
Everybody's got a birthday except me.
Yes, you do have one and we want to celebrate it, Tom, along with the rest of Central Pennsylvania. If you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us at 49330. Or you can call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies!
Because I feel like a woman.
Bum, bum, ba, na, 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 dun.
Let's go, girls.
On 94KX. Happy birthday, Bri. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:46. You're taking the kids to work, Mom. You're all piled in the minivan. And your kid ultimately asks you that question. Mom? When can I have my own cell phone?
Oh, excellent question.
The argument rages on. At this point, you think every kid, as soon as they could talk, would have a phone. But according to Americans in a new survey, most feel the age of 12 to 16 years old is a good enough age to get a smartphone.
I would agree with that. Okay. 12 to 16, you're moving into junior high school.
Yeah.
And you might have after-school practices. You need to call for a ride or contact your mom, dad, aunt, uncle, whomever, grandparent who's picking you up.
There you go. That's what I thought when my kids were coming up through. I thought, all right, when they start getting real busy in school.
Do you know what I am for, though? The purchase of the track phone from Walmart.
Oh, okay. So then, you can only do so much
on it. Uh-huh. There it is. You don't need to be on that cell phone doing social media or taking pictures or texting all the time. You don't need to be doing that during school hours.
Just a simple track phone.
There it is. So some texting capabilities, but mostly just phone call capabilities.
There you go. Hey, let us know if you agree or you disagree. I mean, it's fine. Ford Fun Line always open. Or hit us up on social media. 4% of people think kids should have a phone by the time they turn 10.
10.
But then there is also an 8% of Americans who feel 18 or later. And I think 18's kind of old.
Well, and plus, if you're driving, I feel like you need a cell phone if you're driving.
Yeah, not to be using it, but just in case you have to.
Like, what if there's an accident, something happens in case of an emergency? That's the world we live in nowadays.
Yeah, and speaking of that world we live in, there are those people that feel their kids should have a phone because of threats. And not just bullying and that kind of threat, but I mean the awful things that have happened in schools with shootings.
In case of an emergency.
Emergency, yeah. Let's just leave it at that.
Yep.
So let us know what you think, but the average American thinks anywhere... after 10 years old, should be, or 12 to 16, rather, should be okay.
Yeah, I could get behind that.
Me too. Love it. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News coming up next. Tom and Laura live next hour with the Janet Wise Center for the Performing Arts at Bucknell.
Yes, we'll be talking about their upcoming season, which begins in a
tomorrow night.
I was going to say, wow. Just 24 hours.
Yeah, with a free show. So, our friend Catherine from the Janet Wise Center will be in. News up next with sports and weather. It was so stupid, it had to happen in
Florida.
No, Philadelphia.
Oh,
no, who would have thunk it?
Wow, okay.
A former security guard at a mall in Philly was caught stealing money from the cash register at Macy's over the weekend.
Oh, geez.
So they were chasing him, so he crawled up in the ceiling, and he, like, stayed up there.
For a long time.
I wish I could have been in Philly to see this.
The officers were very shocked. They had got information of some old entryways into the ceiling area. And once they got up there, I think even though at that point there was still a possibility that he was up there, they just couldn't believe somebody had gone up to that length to hide from them.
Oh, an inside job. Loss prevention, but he made that loss happen, didn't he? Things happen. Crazy things. It's a crazy world right now.
Yeah, especially in Philadelphia. The guy had $7,000. In cash on him that he stole from the cash register.
Wow.
Okay.
And after examination, he admitted that he had previously stole $12,000.
What? So,
and he was hiding in the ceiling. Wild.
My sister is a student at Drexel right now, so I'm going to have to get some more details from her.
I was going
to
say.
Or tell her to stay out of Macy's. A guy might fall from the ceiling and land on her. We don't want that to happen. You know, when I was in grade school, I crawled up inside the ceiling of my classroom.
Did you?
Of course you did.
Of course I did. It was a tiny little St. Teresa's grade school in South Wilkesbury. And if you went back into the, what did they call it back then? The cloak room.
Your coats.
I didn't
sure.
wear a cloak, I wore a coat. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I hung it up. If you grabbed onto the hooks on the walls, you could shimmy your way up the wall and then push open the vent and crawl up inside there. So I did. I replaced the vent. So I was missing, basically, for like all of history class or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the best part was I crawled through the ceiling like this guy at Macy's, and I crawled in the ceiling into the next classroom next door.
Awesome.
And I look down through the air vent, and who's sitting down there? My big sister. So I start whispering to her.
You're making this up.
No, I'm not. It was the funniest thing. I wish we had video cameras back then, because she's sitting there being very studious.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, hey, Donnie, look up here. She's like, what? She starts looking around like, I must be going nuts. I hear my little brother. And then I'm like, up here, look straight up. So she slowly looks straight up to the vent, and I stick my hand down the vent, give her a wave.
Oh, my gosh.
How did you get caught?
Yes.
What happened?
But it wasn't until like weeks or months later we were all doing it. Like I told the other boys in the class, so one kid every day would get his chance to crawl up inside the vent.
That's hilarious.
So you know how little boys are. You gotta take it too far. One day we decided to slowly remove every boy from the classroom. One at a time and crawl up in the ceiling. And we had like a party going
on. What did the nuns do?
Well, finally, Sister Jeanette, rest in peace. She was about 110 years old. Mm-hmm. She looks out, you know, she's writing on the blackboard, Catholic school, right? She turns around and there's no boys in the classroom. And she's like, where did they go? So she goes back. This is a sad story, Murph.
It's okay.
But the last kid up into the vent, left the vent out. So the nun knew.
Oh, and she noticed.
Yeah.
Ah.
So she said, boys, get down here now. And as soon as the little shoes and the Catholic school pants
started descending the ceiling.
Ripped them down.
Oh.
Pretty soon we were just a pile of boys laying on the floor in the cloakroom. It was crazy.
You're upsetting Murphy. Be careful.
I know. He's upset. It's a true story.
That's unbelievable.
You can call my mom.
That is impressive.
We should call Mama Morganzo.
We need to.
News is next. Don't do it, Bruno. You're making a big mistake. Trust me, I was married once. That's more than enough. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning.
You guys are having way too much fun off air.
I was married once. I have told you that before, right?
Oh, you were?
Yeah, believe it or not.
No.
Catherine knows.
Yeah. And then there's that like pesky little D word, ends in an orse. And then
an old country song again. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, where are we going with this?
We're having happy talk this morning.
Yes, we're talking happy talk. You know, when Catherine comes in from the Y Center at Bucknell, you don't just talk about the coming season. You talk about life.
And you talk about sports. And the Cubs did win last night. There you go.
That's her team.
That was what I was glued to the TV.
Catherine's from Chicago. But we are graced with her presence for how many years now at Bucknell?
Eight years.
Let's talk about the upcoming 2019-2020 season.
Let's do it.
Yeah, good stuff. And it starts tomorrow night with a free show.
That's right. We're kicking off the season with some local talent, and we're opening up with a free concert in the atrium lobby with Lewisburg's own Ryan Flannery.
Oh, that's awesome.
He is a professional musician in Charleston, South Carolina, and we thought it would be great to shine a light on a local guy who's in the early stages of his career. So I hope that you will all come out and support a homegrown musician. And I'm thrilled that we're opening the season with him. So again, stop on over to the Y Center at 7:30 on Thursday night for a terrific jazz trio.
A little bit of everything, right?
I was just going to say, looking through this brochure, which is available at tons and tons of different locations. You guys did a mass distribution about a month ago.
That's the handiwork of Lisa Layton.
There you go.
Is at every coffee shop and library and
When you pick up this publication, though, I mean, truly, you are bringing acts from the world, worldwide acts to Central Pennsylvania. You can see some really amazing performances at the White Center.
We're really proud of the work that we do, and I feel like it's our mission to sort of build those bridges with artists from different perspectives and different backgrounds, and we'll celebrate them all in at the beautiful White Center.
And the dance troupes, you know? They're always fascinating shows, jazz, rock, blues, and stuff for school kids, too.
That's right.
Everything. Yeah.
We try to cover it all. We can't cover it all, but we make our best stab at it. So,
okay. So about, 25 different featured performances this season?
Right. And we span, it's a pretty broad span of or scope of artists. We've got a fair amount of jazz in the fall season with Ryan, and then a couple of vocalists, Jasmia Horn, who was on the Grammys this past season, and Kat Edmondson, who is a terrific kind of old school jazz singer who opened up for Lyle Lovett for a couple of years. So she's finally taking off and having a big career of her own. And then we'll kick over to a contemporary dance company that many people know from Philadelphia called Philadanko. That's Philadelphia Dance Company. And then we'll close out the fall season with a Celtic group, Natalie McMaster and her husband, Danelle Leahy. They are from Nova Scotia. And they have like a million kids. And
are they like the Von Trapps?
They are
Irish.
Like the Von. They're
the Irish Von Trapps.
Yeah.
Like the Von.
So
Trapps.
That'll be a great holiday celebration, and then we'll roll back over to another slate of wonderful artists in the spring.
Wow. Now, if you can't get a hold of one of these catalogs, and we don't know why you wouldn't, because Lisa has put them everywhere.
she's the brochure elf, yes.
Yeah, we could link up and see everything right there on our phone or our smart device, right?
Of course, yeah. I'm going to share all the details about tomorrow's kickoff concert event, which is free, by the way, on the 94KX Facebook page. But then it's as easy as heading, to the Bucknell website, right?
It is. Bucknell.edu/Y Center, and that is the link that will access you to all of the shows. And, you know, if you're interested in finding out more about the artist, there should be links on there that you can just check out some live video, too.
Perfect. Very good. Catherine, it's always great to see you.
All right, go Cubs.
Yes, we're going to send you over to the other studio.
Ray Bucknell.
Yeah. Ray Bucknell, sorry.
Ray Bucknell.
Well, there is that, too. But she's a Chicago girl. We're going to send you over to sports radio here.
You know, we've talked about that. Yeah, we can do the Joe Madden show. Okay.
Football's coming, so go ahead.
Dubs Bears. But I can't switch over until, you know,
the Cubs are done.
Until baseball's done, yeah.
All right.
A woman after my own heart. Everything in its season.
That's right.
Including the Janet Y Center starts tomorrow night. The 2019-2020 season. Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you.
Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work with Late Night TV.
Papa John's has named its new CEO. It's the former president of Arby's. Yeah, the former head of Arby's said, I'm excited to finally work in the food industry. So,
94KX, what is love? I mean, really, what is love? All right, let's not get too philosophical about it. News is coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. You're on your way to work. How are you dressed? Take a look at what you're wearing right now. News guy Matt is totally inappropriate today with
what?
His wardrobe.
Oh, please.
No, he's not. He's fine.
I never say you're inappropriate when you wear your
yes, you do.
Boston gear.
You've said it before. I've heard you.
I just boo at it. I don't he's say wearing, it's inappropriate.
He has on khaki shorts.
Yeah, and a
Yankee
shirt.
And a Yankee polo.
That's because
fine.
Aaron Judge went deep for the 100th time in his career
oh,
last
God,
night.
Oh, God, there's always a reason, isn't there?
There's always a reason, Laura. Anyway, I don't know why guys aren't being called out here. This is just a girl thing. So if you're driving to work right now in a new survey, 26% of people work somewhere where it's business casual. But most of us don't know what business casual is. 33% think it's just casual. No, there's business casual. And then there's problems with dress code.
I would say business casual. Here's the thing. If you work in a bank, it's very, very different than elsewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Business casual for females, there's no jeans in business casual.
Right.
It's like black slacks and a nice shirt. Mm-hmm. It's a dress. It could maybe be a sundress in the summertime. You're permitted to wear open toe shoes. But if it's business dress, that's when you got to suit up, man.
Yep,
closed toe shoes only, heels, but no greater than about 2 inches. You can have wedges, but they cannot be open toe wedges. And
there's a lot of rules.
There's tons of rules.
But the problem is casual dress. People have gone nuts. 73% are wearing ripped jeans to work. 73%.
I'm guilty of that.
That's because they sell them in stores now.
They are strategically ripped. My one favorite pair. I really like them.
Which we won't get into that conversation
again. If they sold one-legged jeans, would that be okay? Because they sold them in the store? I don't know.
Apparently so.
All right. Leggings. 56% of women wear leggings to work, and that's not in the dress code either.
I don't like cotton leggings, but I currently have on yoga pants. But I will be going to work out after work, so.
So you're saying radio's different.
Who can see me?
Yeah, radio was a little bit different. Yeah,
50% of women have been called out on their high heels over 3 inches tall.
Don't talk to Pumps McGee down the hallway. Lynn Hall.
Pumps McGee?
That girl has some killer shoes, man. I love them.
There you go. And open-toed shoes are not welcome in the workplace, although 40% of women wear them anyway.
I mean, I think, again, it depends on your workplace.
I used to work for a general manager who hated flip-flops.
Oh.
She banned them.
No flip-flops? No flippy-floppies?
Oh. No flippy-floppies in radio. She was a little nuts.
No
anyway.
Swim trunks and flippy-floppies?
And finally, 38% of people at work under the age of 35 say that they've already been pulled aside more than once by the boss.
Oh.
And told about their wardrobe.
I personally have never been pulled aside.
No.
I've always dressed, I feel, appropriately for the job that I was doing at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, you always usually follow that to a T.
Even if I'm wearing workout clothes, they always match. Notice today. What color are my sneakers?
Black.
And?
Black and gray.
And what color are my yoga pants?
Black and gray to the black sweatshirt.
And?
And your black headband. I know.
And if I wasn't wearing a headband.
Because I get yelled at every time I wear.
There it is.
There it is.
I know.
It's got to match.
It has to match.
Has to match.
Good luck at work, people. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. And all summer long, we've been washing our cars on Wednesday. It's another Wednesday at the wash today with Ultimate Express Car Wash in three locations, Danville, Sealands Grove, and Buildtown.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to get your car washed with
us. Super easy. All you have to do is text the keyword WASH, W-A-S-H, to 49330. Instantly, you're entered to win a gift card to our friends at Ultimate Express Car Wash. But then you also get that code every single week for $2 off.
$2 off on a Wednesday, every Wednesday.
And then you can use it all week long. It's that easy. Ultimate Express. It's pretty much, actually, it's the only place I wash my car.
Me too. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Sean Carey on the way next. So great having Catherine in from the Janet Weiss Center for the Performing Arts at Bucknell today. That woman could come in and just be on the show
anytime. She could be a special guest like once a week. Seriously, talking off air with her was so much fun. And I want to point out the Weiss Center every year, they bring in such
interesting and unique acts. They really do.
Yeah, Kix has never been there. Okay, but
but no, they haven't.
Are worldwide acts that we don't even know about, and not just the singing,
extraordinary.
The dancing, the acrobatics that they bring in there.
Also, I went. This is probably 2 years ago now to the radio reading of War of the Worlds.
Yes,
that was so cool.
Yep.
They did a reenactment of it and then read it on stage. It was really, really neat.
We have great theater in our area.
We do.
Hats off to our friends at BTE. They always pull off some great shows, too. But you're right. The Janet Weiss Center right there at Bucknell. It's a treasure.
Good stuff.
Good treasure.
Speaking of BTE in Bloomsburg, Children's Museum will be on the radio. My friend Shauna, she'll be in.
This will be the first time that they've come downriver to be here. Radio sometimes gets territorial, which really bugs me. It's like, if you're in Bloomsburg, you're only allowed to be on the Bloomsburg radio station.
Nah.
Heck no, come on now. So we'll have the Bloomsburg Children's Museum on the show tomorrow. More Spyglass VIP tickets. And
we all share a river. We should get along. It floods in Bloomsburg just like it floods in Lewisburg, just like it floods in Sunbury and the Isle of Kew.
Hey, have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.